Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jim Robb and the Long View of the cattle market in just a moment.
It's the Pollard Farm's 19th annual female production sale at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma. It's Saturday, September 17th at noon. Pollard Farms will be offering 122 registered Angus lots, including donor dams, fall yearling heifers, spring heifer calves, spring pairs, bred heifers, and more. Every female being sold has genomically enhanced EPD information, so you can know with confidence what genetics you're buying. For more information and to view the sale book, go to www.pollardfarms.com or call the ranch at 580-758-1464.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
So often we're simply worrying about this week's markets or maybe a week or two down the road. But Jim Robb with the Livestock Market Information Center based out of Denver has taken a longer view into 2017 and even out to 2018 of where these cattle markets may be headed. And he says what's been happening here in the summertime of 2016 has set the table for that longer term outlook.
We really do think the summer of 2016 here was a bit of a turning point. Heifer slaughter has been up dramatically in recent weeks. Cow slaughter is increasing. We have to work through those increasing supplies coming from those sectors in terms of the meat marketplace. We've had fed cattle prices run about 19% below a year ago so far this year, and calf prices down 35%. So as we look cyclically ahead, though, we're probably turning towards increasing cow and heifer slaughter probably earlier than we anticipated a few months ago. Leads us to year-over-year increase in the beef cow herd on January 1, 17, and again on January 1, 2018, but at a much slower pace. So the rate of growth in the cow herd, the initial signs of slowing down as we move through 2017 are kind of already in place. That leads us to believe that, you know, we're going to have more meat in the marketplace. In fact, in 2018, U.S. beef production will be the largest since 2002. Hmm. Now, how much we produce is not the total story, as you know. It's also the demand. We've had growing exports and growing domestic population. But we really do see lower prices across the board, 4 to 10% year-over-year declines in cattle prices in 2017 and again in 2018. But then we should have this cyclical adjustment in prices as we adjust the cow herd and the rate of growth. And if we can make even grow exports a little bit, most of the downturn is probably behind us in terms of prices. So there is a little bit of, it's down the road, but especially in terms of cow-calf country, looking at 2018 really isn't that far away in terms of breeding decisions, long-term management decisions. So we want people to recognize the price profile, the price declines appear not to be over yet, but the rate of decline will moderate dramatically. And the parallel years here in terms of the marketplace, we're back to 2012, 2013, 2011 levels in our overall meat market situation, especially on the beef side. So that really is a market that we're almost trading those cattle prices today, and so that we don't think the erosion continues at the pace we've had. Now, in terms of management strategies, this starts to raise the question marks. How am I going to position my operation over the next several years?
And Jim Robb says that for the cow-calf end of the business, the recent increase in heifer slaughter middle part of this year indicates that we're probably slowing down, but not totally stopping, herd expansion.
As we work through the larger heifer slaughter and cow slaughter, those are sort of a bubble in the system that we work through, but then things settle down quite a bit. And so I think you're right. I think we're still adjusting some of our pasture rental rates lower. We've got low feedstuff costs. But we look at the overall marketplace. Our long-term decisions are going to be based on prices that are not dramatically lower than they are today. I think cattle feeders and even stocker programs will be in a different situation. We've had two very tough years for those margin players on the production side. And we think these rates of return to grazing programs and cattle feeding programs, we've made a lot of adjustments in terms of fed cattle prices, but also more dramatically in terms of calf and yearling prices. So those programs will start to work better here as we look ahead to 2017 than they did in 2015, 2016. and probably even better again in 2017, 2018. So I think we're coming back to more normal times in terms of winter grazing programs and summer grazing programs, in terms of profitability potential. These margins look like they've realigned, and on the fed cattle side too.
Director of the Livestock Market Information Center, Jim Robb. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.